The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
Very good morning to you and welcome to The Buzz on CliffCentral.com. Hello, team.
Hello.
Hello.
Very good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. Jen Sue is just barely hanging in there. Yes.
I know. Jen's
just very frazzled. She's got Alzheimer's this morning and she is in need of
coffee.
A stiff drink.
Oh, she wants alcohol.
Oh,
11 o'clock.
It's 12 o'clock somewhere in the world.
Oh, right. Nice.
Exactly.
We're running on Africa.
And Nikita,
Army.
How are you this morning?
I'm very well. I'm great. And I don't think you look too bad for being frazzled, so don't stress about it.
No, she looks glam.
Yeah.
Always looks the part.
I don't know. I can't stand this weather. It's so bizarre. It was 36 the other day. Now it's like 15. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on.
It's snowing in the Drakensberg, apparently.
Me and Jace, we had to act out a scene from Titanic today. That's why we're here so early.
Maybe that's why. It's the iceberg weather that you needed. You need that cold draft coming through.
Yeah, and then we crashed into the iceberg.
Crashed. And then I came back after wiping my schnollies. My
he
frozen icicles.
He snot on me. It was gross. It was disgusting.
It's family love.
If that's what we call it.
So how was the weekend for all of you guys? It was Halloween. There were a lot of things going on.
Did you dress up? Heidi Klum
style?
I
actually went out with friends, and I had three really hot friends. One of my friends looks seriously like Kim Kardashian.
Mm.
Yeah, actually, Nikita.
Not Nikita.
You need to meet her. Her name is Maya Mia. She is a world-renowned makeup artist who looks like the spitting image of Kim Kardashian.
We have to check this out.
She's got 1.6 million followers on Instagram.
Jen. What?
Yeah.
You hang out with the big...
And a couple other really hot girls. Yes. I found three really sexy Romans to hang out with, and I tattooed both of my arms with those snap tats.
It looks really cool. I think we should put that on Instagram.
Yeah, we will. We'll do that later. And then that was a lot of fun for Halloween, and I also had the Emperor's Palace Charity Mile. I was very fortunate because my horse came in second place to donate 100,000 rand to the Kangezila Primary School Aftercare Center. Yeah, which was pretty awesome.
Very cool, Jen.
And there were so many things. Tiger of Sweden, Hertz at Luminance, Han. There were so many different launches that were going on. And this week is also hectic.
That is crazy.
We've got the big H&M one, which we're all going to.
That's going to be fun.
Looking forward to that. I think my bank account's already crying.
It's early Christmas shopping, so that's fine. You're okay with that. There's a lot going on. But my weekend, I wasn't as fabulous and glamorous as you. I was on a bicycle, in a wetsuit, and in my running shoes again, doing a triathlon. You know
Amazing.
How I do.
I don't know how you do it, though.
Chafe on my neck.
It looks really
terrible.
Sore.
That's why I'm not covering up yet, because I don't want people to think I've got the heebie-jeebies. Yeah, it does. Who wants to give me a back massage? Anybody?
I'm sure there'll be some offers.
No takers? Okay, then. All right, then. Back to business, then.
And Nikita?
I was also at a Halloween party. I went as, the Dia de los Muertos, so I had the whole face paint, like a sugar skull candy. Whoa. And the thing is, the host didn't even recognize me as we rang the bell. They thought we were trick-or-treaters. And I'm, standing there with the salad for this bra. I'm like, no, it's just me. I'm waiting. So it was very, very busy, on the home front getting into the Halloween spirits. And it was quite funny to see, the whole neighborhood was out there, and somebody even dressed their dog up.
That's cool.
It was
almost
like a Britney Spears little outfit, like a schoolgirl outfit. It was really strange.
Oh, wow. Okay. But I think it's quite interesting to see how South Africans are starting to embrace Halloween, or that, you know, it's such a big thing in the States. And all of a sudden, it's huge here as well. People were trick-or-treating around all the suburbs, and, you know, Parkhurst was alive. There was a lot going on. People bringing their candy, as you call it,
it's
in America.
Nice because, you know, it's not really a religious festival. So really everybody can get into it. And of course, the kids really love it. And now it goes and extends to the adults. And I think it's just an awesome, awesome holiday. I love it.
I want to bring this other voice in here who you might have heard, because we should speak about Halloween with him as well. Tim Hendricks, welcome to The Buzz.
Oh, it's good to be here. So thanks for having me.
Tim is a singer and a music score composer for music for films.
Yeah.
And he is now in studio with us. I'm very excited to have you here with us.
All right. But good to be here, Jason.
Before we talk about all of that stuff, I think, how did you celebrate Halloween? Did you get into the spirit of things as well?
Actually, no, not so much this year, but I have celebrated Halloween in Hollywood and in Abu Dhabi, also on work, having gigs there. So this year I reminisced a little bit, just kind of thinking, I should have gone out as the Grim Reaper, because what I did, in Abu Dhabi, we were playing that night, so I got this Grim Reaper outfit, and obviously I had my guitar on, and I painted my face, and nobody had seen me, and I walked out, and I didn't say this is me, and the next minute I just got up and played, you know. So, yeah.
Okay.
Took it easy this year, though. I had a laugh at everybody else.
Well, I think people really went all out, and, you know, maybe we can reminisce and see what everyone did this year, and then next year we can go out, you know, and just kind of throw them all under the bus. And just
let's see. If you
like
can
Heidi Klum.
Yeah, I mean, Heidi Klum. Did you see that? That looked amazing.
Did you see what she looked like?
No, I didn't.
Jessica
no.
Rabbit. You will.
What?
She did. She even had prosthetics put onto her
face. Jace is Googling now.
Yeah. Okay.
So that she had Jessica Rabbit.
So she became the hottest cartoon character ever.
She always
and
does.
She's Heidi
Every
Klum.
Year exactly. she does a really sexy Halloween costume.
Like, I didn't even recognize
exactly what she's doing.
I had to read the headline again, and it just said Heidi Klum. I'm like, what? Really? Does this person even exist?
Are you ready for this, Tim?
Yeah.
We'll tweet this as well. I think we need to share this with everyone if you haven't seen it. Look at that.
Gee whiz, that's wow. pretty accurate. That's
incredible.
Almost.
That's, you cannot tell that's Heidi Klum at all.
I was about
all.
To say, is that a cup size extra there?
Oh, no, she did admit that.
That's incredible, I must say. Now, that's really going out for your Halloween costume.
She did, yeah. So, well, I mean, you know, that's based on a movie, and you are very busy at the moment, especially because there is a movie out on circuit called The Jakes Are Missing.
That's right. Yeah.
And you are the person responsible for all the music.
Yeah, well, I was the music composer, so all the original music you hear in the movie, I had to produce and write and record that stuff. But a lot of the other music was also used from different libraries because we were trying to, you know, save on time and that sort of thing, because sometimes you have to, you know, re-edit, so you'd spend a whole bunch of time on this movie and you think, oh, that's an epic score, and then the producer's like, why is they not happy?
Yeah, so it must take a lot of time. You have to really watch the movie from beginning to end, right? You have to watch that scene very carefully to time everything. I mean, really, what goes into scoring a film?
Yeah, so what I did learn is, it's 18 months of my life, basically. Sure. 2 years from reading the script and then getting onto it, but You can't give up, you know, and everything that comes back at you, you don't take as criticism. You just go, oh, okay, I want to give you what you would like the viewer to see, particularly because the producer, Bianca Isaac, is also the writer. So, and sometimes the writing changed too, which, you know, actors and directors would have to get on board with that too.
Yeah.
So the whole process was really a massive learning curve for me.
Is this your first one that you've done?
Yeah, this is the first movie. I've done adverts before. I've written, obviously, jingles, and then this is my second album that was released in June. So the movie thing is an hour and a half.
It's a long time.
Yeah, it's not like... so it was my first go at a movie, and also being released at cinema, so that was really nice of them.
And the album name, you said Contemplating Change.
Yeah, Contemplating Change. My first album was called Shadow of Your Imagination, or it still is. It came out in 2010, 2011. And Contemplating Change is in reflection to that album. And I always try and do a title track with the same title in my album. So Contemplating Change was basically about the fact that I didn't want to be doing this bluesy, jazzy John Mayer thing anymore, even though it's still there, because obviously music's changed, right? And I thought I want to collaborate with DJs and different artists and get guest artists on the album too. Yeah.
So who do you collaborate with?
I collaborated with Ross from Prime Circle, the singer.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
And he's super awesome, and I love his voice, and he's just a great songwriter, great guy. I collaborated with the rapper called Avicii, and he laid out a really nice part in like the middle eight in one of my tracks. And then I collaborated quite a bit on three tracks with Christina Rodo, who's a Berklee alumni, and I also studied at Berklee online. And she has a phenomenal sort of texture to her voice. It's kind of Christina Aguilera-ish.
Love it, but also
cool enough to be sort of Lordish right now, you know?
Oh.
Yeah.
Sure, okay.
That's an interesting combo. Yeah. Christina Aguilera and Lord.
And then you get, what's her name again? Did you say?
Christina Rodo. So yeah, look her up on Twitter, Christina Rodo. And she actually sang for a group called Groove Battery, and they opened for Avicii when he was here. So she's pretty out there, you know?
Okay.
And the guy that produced the stuff for Groove Battery, Mike, he's the DJ I worked with, because he ultimately just does DJ music. And I thought, you know, whenever I'm in the band sort of environment, everything's so complex and layered and takes so much time. But these DJs are like popping out tracks in 3 hours. So I thought, let me just try this. Let's see if I could bring the, you know, the musicianship into the production and balance the two, like Timberlake did with Timberland, right? Yeah. And it really worked. I got a cleaner sound that I liked, but it was still, you know, alternative. It's still guitar music.
But now I just want to go back to the to the film stuff as well. Mm-hmm. How do you get into that? I mean, it's something that's really fascinated me as well. And a lot of people don't give the music side of the film enough credit. You know, mm-hmm. I think the Oscars are trying to bring it back, and it livens up the performances on the stage on the night, you know, because award shows are typically, you know, and the award goes to blah blah blah.
Sure.
But when the music comes, it's actually more, there's a lot more energy, and like Neil Patrick Harris, for instance, when he does all of those like Broadway inspired.
Yeah, that was an amazing montage, right? That was one of the best I've seen. When it comes to the music, you kind of realize how much emotion needs to come into that moment. So it's the same as adverts. Like, you probably remember adverts because of a song.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of adverts will have, like, when Pumped Up Kicks came out by, who are they, Faster the People, then suddenly everybody had a license to that track.
Yeah.
And that was, what, 5 years ago. And it sells shoes. It's a good for advert. And it's the same as the movie. You got to sell the movie with your music. So if you want to do the Danny Elfman or, you know, all these, like, you know, great composers, that's the cliched stuff. People expect to hear that. But if you want to come around the corner and do something unique, you kind of have to really work at it, I think.
Yeah.
It's trial and error, to be fair.
Okay. Well, I think it's a very interesting space to be in. Are you like the Charlie Harper of South Africa?
I don't know.
There's no, what's the hashtag winning? Tiger blood.
Yeah.
We'll just do.
So you're not that guy.
Yeah, I'm just the guy that wants to sort of make everybody happy in a way where they go, oh, that was great, you know?
I really want to listen to one of your songs.
All right,
we do
sure.
That?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, have you got it on? Oh, you got
I
it
do,
on cue
I
there.
I do. Let's see if it works.
What's it called?
This one's called Cosmic Cloud. This is in the credits of the movie.
Right here on The Buzz, Cliff Central.
Is that you playing guitar as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Yo,
I talent, love the vibe of your voice. You were saying about John Mayer. It's got that John Mayer aspect, but you have a very unique, distinct, amazing vibe to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that, yeah.
And I don't know why they used it in the credits. That should be right up front.
It's called Cosmic Cloud from the film The Jakes Are Missing.
Yeah, exactly. I love that they actually surprised me with that. I was sitting and watching a preview at Sturkinnenkorb, like just for sound. And then suddenly the music just went, and I'm like, oh, I know this. And then I realized it was me.
That's cool. And you actually act in the film too.
Yeah, I had a little role, a cameo as myself, as Mr. Hendrix. So I was a music teacher, which I also did for years. That's how I basically supplemented my income while I was coming up to pay for my first record, really.
And so how was it actually being in a movie as opposed to being like behind the scenes doing music? Was it a change for you?
I had a lot of fun, actually. I was nervous, I must admit, because I just flew in from Cape Town, so I was a little bit jet lagged. And they had these bright lights up in my face, and I've got eye sensitivity, so I always wear my sunglasses. And I was blinking. So now you have this typical director moment where he's like, why are you blinking so much? You don't blink this much.
Actually, that must be very tough when you're filming a movie and you're just blinking like mad.
And I'm like, no, don't make me self-conscious about that. No, I'm not blinking. I'm like, you've got this bright light in my face. That might be the reason.
So would you do more acting, you reckon?
Oh, definitely. Actually, that's how I got the gig as the music composer, because I wanted to shoot another music video, and the guy normally directs me, Gregory Matanji, who's the music supervisor in this movie, I told him a year ago, I said, hey, I want to get into movies, I want to act. So he hit me up with like, well, we got this thing, we tried out some other composers and stuff, but how about doing the music? That's how it sort of came about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. And are you busy?
Multi-talented.
Yeah, I know. And you're hitting the road very soon, you said, right?
Yeah, I'm making a plan for Europe and for the UK.
Nice.
It's a temporary relocation because I've got an ancestry visa that I've never used for the United Kingdom, and they might be doing away with that. Plus, I lived in London for quite a while, like 10 years back.
So it's now or never, essentially.
Yeah, and then my fiance Natalie is actually a Belgium resident too.
Okay.
So yeah, so it's kind of, which, you know, it's a new environment, exploring, just a new audience. I mean, Prime Circle yesterday, I realized they got a European deal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, they've been doing Europe for a while.
Yeah, they've been doing Germany for at least Germany 4 or 5 years. Yeah, exactly.
But they signed a deal now.
Yeah, so they got a proper deal. Yeah, because before it was on their account. So Ross would say to me, like, we're doing this thing, and they would be supporting massive bands, you know? But they'd be paying for it from whatever money they make, you know, as musicians. So that's huge. It's amazing. It just shows never give up, right?
Exactly. I mean, you look at someone else who's also doing phenomenally well is Jeremy Loops.
Yeah, I saw that.
He did literally a tour across America. Now he's in Europe doing the same thing. It's amazing to see.
I mean, he played Red Rocks, which to me, it's that amphitheater.
Wow,
it's massive, right?
Yeah, that's
big. He played that festival. Can you imagine the kind of, I want to say gumption, but I'm just going to use the word balls, that the guy must have to be on stage just with his acoustic and his loop pedal in front of that audience?
And
I'm like, wow.
Sold out. And if you check, I think he's quite big on Snapchat and Instagram. So if you go and look at those accounts, you'll see all of the stuff that he's doing. And, you know, he takes the most epic selfies as well.
He's very good on social media. The guy's a genius with that, right? Yeah.
But what's amazing, he's very effortless. Jeremy Loops is not one of those people like me who try to, like, get out there all the time. He's very subtle. He's very effortless. And I actually love his approach to things. And he's just incredibly talented. I want to hear about you in the States.
Sure,
what's happening there? So you're going to be going there as well?
Yeah. So basically, I've been going back and forth from the States since 2008. And I always live there for at least 3-4 months at a time. So I have mates there I haven't seen since December 2012. And
where are you playing?
It'll be basically the Sunset Strip again.
Wow.
So we'll be doing the circuits. It's the Viper Room. It's basically all the venues we read about, you know.
Hey, that's fantastic. You know how big it is to get to the Viper Room?
I'm just listening.
It's actually a tiny room. I'm not going to lie. It's a tiny little black room.
But the Viper Room in Hollywood is huge.
It's the place. Yeah.
That is where all the A-listers go. That is where anybody who is anybody has performed.
Yeah. To be fair, I like the whiskey because of the history behind the whiskey. And maybe there's a little bit more space. But anywhere on the Strip, or anywhere in LA, actually, I really like playing. I like the vibe in LA, to be fair.
So would you prefer to be in LA than anywhere else in the States?
Oh, man, you guys always ask me this question. Yes.
No, but the reason is because Jason wants to, like, go over with
you. I'm just trying
to
find my place.
Look,
I know that I've got someone in New York.
To go to the States.
I know I've got someone in Philadelphia. Philadelphia.
Yes, very good.
And then now I've got someone in LA. So
you have to do LA. Like, the first time I went to LA, I went to New York first, and then I went to LA later. And it's a place you fall in love with. Because I'm from Port Elizabeth, it reminds me of PE. And
really?
So I was
interested. LA reminds you of PE?
Just
that's
the structure.
Okay.
All right.
Let's not hate. But I mean,
we love the armpit.
No, I love PE.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I think PE rocks, actually. Yeah. But it's just interesting. I have not heard that analogy before.
I'm talking from a very aesthetic point of view. Like, when I look at the streets, it's old school streets. It's the same as LA. It's like these concrete streets. They've got these palms and all that sort of thing. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, I'm sorry we have to cut the shorts, but when I move to LA, we'll just do another follow-up interview.
Cool, definitely.
But Tim, where do we find you on the social networks? Because we want to hear more music from you, and also, you know, where's the album available?
All right, so just Contemplating Change, Tim Hendricks. You can literally put that in your Google search engine, and it's an international distribution deal that I signed for 3 years, so it'll be on every platform all across the world. So, and then any Facebook, Twitter, at Timmy Hendricks, T-I-M-M-Y, Hendricks, R-I-C-K-S. And it's all on there. So just grab it, you know, if you like it, buy it. I already saw they've already started, like, you know, hacking my stuff on MP3.
That was quick.
Yeah, it was quick.
At least there's appeal, or there's some sort of desire to have your music, I suppose.
I was about to say, I was like, it was almost a compliment. I was like, okay, I'm not going to get rich of this, but they like my
stuff. Listening to it, yeah.
Well, there you go. It's all good. Tim Hendricks, thank you so much for joining us on The Buzz, Cliff Central. We also have some really cool people that we're going to be chatting to, Jay Something, finding out what he's doing with Kraft Parkhurst and the food bank. We also are going to be chatting to Mr. South Africa, Armand Duplessis, and Rihanna Moy, Mrs. Globe. That's all coming up on The Buzz.
Download the Cliff Central app, available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store.
Very cool. Tim Hendricks.
But yeah, his Twitter name is Timmy Hendricks on Twitter. That's the thing. And I love his sound.
It's cool, eh? I dig it.
It is.
Well.
I think it's so refreshing. Exciting. I can't believe he's going to play the Viper Room in LA.
It's a huge deal. I think so.
I think when he goes, I'm going to go like hijack that concert. I want to go and sing backup for him or something. I think that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I don't think you need to do backup. You could do a collaboration.
We could do a collab. Yeah, anyway, you know, I have to say, after writing a book, I definitely want to go back to writing music, because writing music is easier than writing a book.
Really, Jen?
The book was very hard. But anyway, let's not talk about me. We've got someone in studio who is awesome, Joe Pinheiro from Kraft Parkhurst. And he's going to tell us about Jay Something and his new album. He's got cooking endeavors that he's doing. He's taking over Kraft Parkhurst. Is that right, Joe?
Yeah, great to be here again.
Yeah, welcome nice to you. The Buzz. The last time I was grabbing your bra because he was doing the Kraft bra
as
run
you do.
In Parkhurst.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to backtrack here because people are thinking, what are you doing grabbing some guy's nipples? No, it was actually, I grabbed his bra. He came into studio talking about the Kraft bra run. And, right?
Wearing a pink bra, but we won't mention that in public.
Yeah, that's why you remember me. And that's why I remember you. Yeah. But tell us about what Jay Something's doing with your restaurant. He's taken it over.
Yeah, he's been a client of ours over the past 2 years. And we always hooked up and spoke. And he has a passion he's a bit of a foodie. And we were quite inspired by his ability. And he always spoke foodie shop, and we were on a similar page, and the idea came up that he would take over the restaurant. He has a couple of recipes, so he's given us the recipes, and he'll be cooking off. He's taking over. He's doing breakfast, lunch, dinner.
And I think the man himself is here to talk to us.
I have a surprise for you. Yeah, he's joining us on the line. Jay, are you there?
Yo, what's going on?
Hello, Jay. How
Hello.
Are you?
Hello.
What's up, everyone?
Hey, Jay.
Where are you? What are you doing? Why are you so busy, my friend?
Oh, man. I'm so bummed. You know, I just left the Mikasa guys. We were having a get-together, and it went on for too long. We're catching up.
Did you sleep last night? Did you sleep? No.
Jay, are you there?
Jay? Uh-oh.
Jay is gone. Vodacom.
That was quick.
He's just catching up with Mikasa. Jen asked him if he was sleeping, and he just fell asleep.
No, I think he was up all night with the guys. Can you tell?
Yeah. We're gonna get him back on the line, but he's taking over
from the 10th of November next week.
Yeah, we've given him the keys. He's got the keys. He's been in. He's done some cook-offs with the staff. We've taken some photos, and he's got a couple of recipes he's sharing with us. He's very keen on Scotch eggs for breakfast. He's doing a Eva's rancheros.
He's doing the pizza, you said.
Yeah, he's also doing a South African flavored pizza. He's very keen on doing a boerewors pizza with chakalaka.
Hey, how yummy does that sound?
Okay. Yeah. Very yummy.
There's some chorizo.
Chorizo.
Sorry, that's...
Chorizo.
Sure. Because he's Portuguese.
Oh, you know, it's all we keep in the family.
Do you two want to speak Portuguese to one another? Yeah? Let's see how good you are.
Why?
Come on, don't be shy.
Jason loves putting people on the spot.
He does.
Of course I do.
Nikita's turning red. This is embarrassing for her.
No, it's not that bad. I can speak, but I don't, you know, I speak English every day, so... Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Jay, are you back with us?
I'm back.
He's oh, there we are.
We can have a three-way conversation.
So, we're getting very...
What was the question? I didn't get the question. Did you ask me if I sleep last night?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, I had a good night's sleep. And you?
Yeah, well, that's why you should be in studio with us.
Oh, man, I so badly wanted to be there. And then my day just got carried away with these guys.
I know, man, because you are so busy at the moment. You've got so much going on. I actually don't know how you do it all.
Oh, man, Jay. And that's exactly what happened today. Is I just had a realization that with everything that's going on, we've just launched an album. We've done all these amazing things. And myself, Judah, and Mo actually haven't had a moment to just say what's going on. You know, we actually haven't had a moment to just recollect everything and get our minds together. So that's what we were doing this morning, hence why I couldn't be at the studio.
Because it's silly season for you guys now as well. I mean, you've got, first of all, I must say, congratulations, Home Sweet Home. Round of applause. Brand new album.
Thank you, guys.
We love it. I dig it. I've been listening to it nonstop. Yeah. You know what my favorite song is, and I really want to play it for you guys. It's called Chasing the Sun.
Oh, man. That's the song on the album. And today's debate was, what's going to be the next single.
Woohoo!
So maybe this is a sign.
Oh, yay.
I don't know. Because we're debating over two songs. It's the sun or Barman. So we're not sure.
I told you, I'm a run, run, run. I'm a chase the sun. You see.
You know, we've been privileged enough over the last 5 years to have certain people throughout the 5 years that always give us some good feedback. And you've been one of them, AJ. So thanks, man.
Our pleasure, man. It's all good. You know I'm a stan.
I'm also your biggest fan. Jensu is also your biggest fan.
But you know what, Jay? I must tell you something. I went to, after the album launch that we went to the other night, and you guys will enjoy this, because this is what I wanted to give you as well. So I go to the garage, okay? And I've got this armband on that says Mikasa or something like that. And the people behind the counter, the sales assistants or the tellers were, oh, did you see Mikasa? So I said, yeah, I went to the album launch. You know, they're having this new album. It's called Home Sweet Home. And they're like, oh, we love Jay something. We love him so much. They wrote their numbers down for me, Jay, for you, Jay. The one actually put lipstick on. And I'll show you guys. Her name is Thelma. Ooh. She said,
got
I
nice
love
lips
you.
Too. She gave you a nice big wet kiss there. Yeah, on
I'm gonna show you a picture of this, and then when I see you, I'm gonna give it to you.
Oh,
she gave me both.
Ooh, can't wait.
Yeah. So we need to phone Thelma and Bertha, or Berta, well, I don't know how you pronounce her name, but this the Shell on Barry Herzog, they love you out there. So you should go and visit them, pay them a little bit of love, okay?
Yeah, I'd love to be able to visit everyone.
But you are visiting another place soon, and we have Joe in studio from Craft. You guys are going to be busy doing some stuff together on the 10th, eh?
Oh, guys, you know, like, there's so many amazing things that I've done this year, and one of them that I'm looking forward to is the 10th of November. I can't wait. It's like a groovy moment. Like, I've always dreamt of owning a restaurant, and the one day, because I know the owner of Craft really well, he's an amazing guy. Did you say he's in studio?
He's in studio.
Yeah, you're talking about me. I'm blushing.
Joe's right here in studio
with
us.
What's happening, homie?
Yeah, you're an amazing guy too. You know, I've had that much respect for this kid. He's amazing.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, Jason, like, I've been to Craft many times, and the one day I told someone, I was like, man, if I could own a restaurant, I'd love to own a place like Craft. And then I got to meet Joe, and I got to meet the guys, and I said to him, hey, dude, you better watch out, because one day I might steal the keys. And he said, well, why don't you just take the keys for a day? And I said, okay, cool. Yeah. I didn't know if he was joking at the time, but hey, 10th of November, I've stolen the keys and we've combined our menu, our ideas, and it's going to be an amazing day.
Yeah, we're just pretty scared though, Jay, because the staff like you more than me, and the clients will probably like you more, and they'll probably like your menu more than ours. So don't know if it was wise, and we're actually having second thoughts.
You know, Joe, it's always good to never be comfortable in your business, huh?
So is Meg going to be in the kitchen with you as well, your mum?
Man,
or is it just you?
My mum, she's not around at the moment. She just left, hey?
Oh.
But maybe I'll fly her up for that and let her come and have some good food.
Because you're making some pizza, you're making some very South African-based dishes.
And there's some ishpatada going on. I'm just looking at the menu here, traditional paella. So I see here, Jay, you've got your mains prawns ishpatada. So is that your favorite?
Oh, yeah. This is my favorite meal on earth is my mother's prawns. So I've been begging her for a while for the recipe. She's hooked me up, so... If you want to come and have some really good food, that's just one of the things, man. There's so many things. There's so many amazing... I mean, the Craft menu itself is so incredible. And I think now that what we've done is just added a little bit of a J touch just for that day. But, it's going to be a lot of fun, man.
Sure. So this is a restaurant takeover, a new album, a cooking show, GQ Best Dressed Man. That's it? Is that right?
Wow.
Anything else? Marriage, children.
Well, there was a La Bola recently.
No. Yeah, there was a La Bola. How much did you pay?
Yeah, it's not telling.
You're not telling us how much you paid? Come on, all those gigs you guys have done.
I've got a brand new album out, guys. It's an amazing album.
I love it. So what does the rest of Silly Season look like for you guys, Jay?
Jason, you know, besides the Craft takeover and besides the fact that we've just released a double disc 25 track album, like, you know, called Home Sweet Home. We just going into, you know, like you call it, the city season. It's just a whole bunch of shows all around Africa, and we've got an Australasian tour coming up. We've got an American tour coming up. So just a lot of fun things, and just trying to really promote the album that I think deserves a lot of love, and because we've put so much love into it.
I think it's amazing because we were chatting recently, a friend of mine, and we were just talking about how the last time we well, not last time, but when you released the last album, it was in August 2012. And I remember going to that store in Sandton, and you did this album launch there, and Jimmy Nevis was performing, and you know, you had a song with Black Coffee. That was almost two and a half years ago. I mean, it's insane how you guys just, you kept the music going for that long, and it didn't feel like it was old. It felt like it was all brand new, and then bam, like that, you released this brand new album. So.
Yeah, and you know, Jason, like, it's not because of us, man. I think just people have been so good to us, man. People out there have just supported us so faithfully, and we're so honored, man. Like, all we want to do is just produce good music, and it's such a blessing to know that we have a lot of people that have our backs that will support us nonstop. So it's not because we're so good, man. We just try and do our thing, and it's about quality music and amazing support.
Jay, something of Mikasa. Thank you so much for joining us on The Buzz. Always great to hear from
you.
All the best. Love you too.
Thanks.
All the best with your album, with your food takeover, with all the donations to Food Bank. 100% of the proceeds will be going to the Food Bank as well. And thank you so much to Joe Pinheiro from Kraft Parkhurst also, who joined us in studio on The Buzz. Coming up, we've got Mr. South Africa, Armand Duplessis, and also Mrs. Globe 2015, Rihanna Moy. They've got lots to share with us right here on Cliff Central with myself, Jen Su, Jason Von Berg, and Nikita Camacho. Come with me to the dance floor. And there you have it, on The Buzz, cliffcentral.com. You are listening. And of course, we've got some amazing guests coming up in studio. But first, if you need a holiday, and
yes,
Jace, me, and Nikita need a holiday, this is what's going to happen. If you want to win an all-expenses-paid trip to Thailand for you and someone special, Cliff Central wants to make your holiday dreams come true. You could win an exotic holiday for two to Thailand simply by downloading the Cliff Central app and posting the hashtag, that's hashtag Cliff Central app, on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. The Cliff Central app makes it easier than ever to listen to Cliff Central, and it's free. Even more reason to put yourself in the running. Entries close on the 6th of November, so do go to the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and download the Cliff Central app now. Details on cliffcentral.com. We make listening to us easier, and now we can make winning easier. cliffcentral.com. And of course, I'm ready to go to Thailand. In fact, I'm going to be there, so you guys can just join me.
We might as well just go.
Yeah.
I can't keep up with it. God, can you keep up with this jet setter? Can you? Seriously.
No, we can't.
We're in studio with Mr. S.A., Armand Duplessis, and also Rihanna Moy, Mrs. Globe 2015. Welcome to The Buzz.
Thank you so much, Jen. Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much, Jen. It's good being here.
Yay.
So what's going on, guys? What's happening in your lives?
Oh, besides being Mr. South Africa and Mrs. Globe, lots.
Okay, so let's clear it up. Mrs. Globe, mm-hmm. What does Mrs. Globe do for the people who don't know out there?
Okay, so my journey started with me entering Mrs. South Africa last year. I was placed first runner-up, and then about 4 months later got the call to say I'm going to China to represent South Africa against 60 countries. And
wow.
Yay.
So I had literally 5 days to prepare and went over with absolutely no expectations and ended up winning.
Wow,
so,
congratulations.
Wow. That is so cool.
So no expectations, and that's what happened.
Yeah.
Now what happens after that?
So I come back and I'm still mom and still wife and still have a full-time job. And just looking so forward, you know, to representing our country and representing this title of being Mrs. Globe. You know, it's things that I've been doing for many years in, you know, going into communities and trying to uplift and trying to make a positive difference. So it's nothing really new for me, but, you know, out of this year and out of this title has come so many wonderful opportunities, and I think we'll continue even post when I hand over the crown next month.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's exciting times. Yeah. So absolutely. Do you get to travel as much as Raleen?
Not as much as Raleen, unfortunately.
Or Jen,
yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I've had the wonderful opportunity to travel to the States and spend some time there with some of the other pageants that the Mrs. Globe organization facilitates, and then going back to China next month to hand over my crown.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow, exciting.
Yeah.
So she might need the Thailand holiday, Jane.
Yeah.
Well, there you see, because you've done all your hard work, so now you need a little bit of relaxation.
Yeah.
She must have downloaded the app.
Armand Duplessis, Mr. South Africa, what have you been doing lately?
You know what, Jane, I must say, it's been about 9 months since I was chosen as Mr. South Africa, and it's been an incredible ride and journey. I also got to obviously not travel abroad as much as I would love to, but I've traveled to, you know, the outskirts of our country, and I'm getting to see so many new places and getting to meet so many incredible people. people through my journey as Mr. South Africa. I'm also representing South Africa at Mr. World next year, and I'm very excited about that. We're just waiting for the date to be announced, but I'm very, very excited, you know, for that. And, you know, it's also Mr. South Africa to me has been about the difference I wanted to make in our country. And I've invested a lot of my time throughout the past 9 months to make a difference throughout the lives of South Africa.
So then how did you actually get involved into the pageantry? I think there's always like a funny stigma regarding it. You know how that works. And like you said, it's a wonderful platform to get out there. So what made you think, or actually think, let me take the jump and just enter?
You know what, I grew up in a house with a mom and a sister, which they've been very, very avid pageant supporters. You know, Miss World, we all had to, you know, the whole household came to a standstill when Miss World was aired, and also Miss South Africa. So I think that, you know, that seed was planted through my mom and my sister. But the first pageant I've entered was I was in a chick, and a friend of mine actually wanted to enter a competition. And he said to me, you know what, he's actually a bit too scared to it, you know, all by himself. And he said, you know what, would you mind in entering with me? Obviously, it went better better for me than what it went for him.
Are you still friends?
Unfortunately not. But I've always, you know, wanted to enter Mr. South Africa. It's been a dream of mine, and I'm so grateful that this dream became a reality in January this year.
So what happens when Mr. World happens and the date is announced? How do we rally behind you and make sure that, you know, you get the necessary support that Raleen did? Because it's important. You're representing our country. You're an ambassador. That's we cool. want to support you as much as we can. Mm-hmm. How do we do that? What do we do?
I'll be very, very grateful for that support. And you know what? I think I'm going to need all the support, or as much support as I possibly can get. You know, it's I think the easiest way for people to show their support is through social media. It's either through Twitter, Facebook, or then Instagram. So I'm on all that, you know, all those platforms, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. So I'd love to share this journey and leading up to Mr. World with as many South Africans as I possibly can.
Let's talk about the diet. You guys have to
see. They actually diet. In fact, I went out with them at SA Fashion Week, and they had plenty of food.
Lots.
Wine. Okay. They had a huge
and they're not
plate.
Even look, you can see they've got that naughty grin in their faces.
I have to say, you know, it's nice. They're both healthy eaters.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jenya. You know, I think
as you both blush.
Speaking for myself, there's no diet I follow. But I just try to obviously live a healthy lifestyle as much as I can. So for me, it's very difficult. Obviously, you attend a lot of events, and they just pack out all these amazing snacks in front of you, and just send you home with a box of chocolates and a bottle of wine to say thank you. So that doesn't make it any easier. But I try to scale down on things as much as I can.
Well, I'm not going to lie. There is a diet. I think when you're almost 43, you need to watch.
Are you 43?
Next month, yeah.
You don't look near 40.
You don't even look close to half your age. That's incredible.
But I have a son, fortunately, who studied sports science, so who works out this
in university.
Finished university. And
what?
No, I'm cut.
Yeah. No way.
No way. And so he works out this intensive program for me. But I'm not that very consistent, I must be honest. You know, I have my good days and I have my bad days, but I need to watch what I eat.
Yeah. Okay, so what's a good day for you guys then? Is it like poached eggs with egg whites, no yolks, brown toast, no
salad,
butter, no mayo, salad, just
high
lettuce.
High protein, low carbs, water, lots of water.
I spent time with no Strauss, and she was like that. I mean, she would only drink water, almost no alcohol at all, and literally like two peas and lettuce. I said, Raleen, you got to eat more than that. That is way too little.
Sure, because she loves the Karoo lamb, eh?
She does, but she's
very
careful.
About that. I remember
she's really
that.
Careful about her portions.
Oxtail,
that's
well.
It.
Yeah.
Yes, it was oxtail.
And what about working out? Exercise.
Yeah, so I have a home gym. So I'm fortunate to have a home gym, and you know, like I said, my son works out this amazing program for me. So I get to work out with him, and I just need to be more consistent at it. You know,
Do you think he's hard on you? When he's training you.
He is. And I say to him sometimes, you know, I'm your mom. Hey? Remember, I brought you into this world and I can take you out.
Ooh, wow. And Armand?
We don't need to mess with Mrs. Globe. Jen, let me just move a bit closer to you. No, you know, because of all the traveling I do, it is very, very difficult for me, you know, to always exercise where I am. So I try to wherever I go, just do a few exercises, you know, whether it might be in a hotel room or just jogging, wherever I'm staying. But yeah, I'm also planning to get to gym much more often, you know, especially leading up to Mr. World. It's about being balanced and living a healthy lifestyle, and that's what I want
to
portray.
I have to ask the question: are you going to be like one of those guys who walks around in your briefs or the speedo on stage, and you've got this like bright orange tan? Because please don't do that. Like, let's be honest, it's weird.
It is weird. No, okay. I won't be one of those.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Okay. Then you got my back.
So you can still support me. Thanks, Jace.
And what about some of the charities that you've worked with this year?
Well, my main focus is on education as Mr. South Africa, and I've supported an organization called Desk Bags. So what they basically do is they provide bags, which then opens up into a desk, and they provide them to scholars, which goes to schools without a desk. There's around about 3.1 million children in South Africa that goes to school without a desk. That's something we take for granted so easily, and I must say this has really opened my eyes a lot, just handing them these bags, which they can also then use as a desk wherever they go. So that's my biggest focus as Mr. South Africa and charity I focus on.
And Rihanna?
So Mrs. Globe has a charity called Women in Need, and it's been around for the past 18 years. And really what it focuses on is healing programs for women who've been through all kinds of abuse. And, you know, I've just written my autobiography. It's going to be published in the States in about a month.
Wow.
And so, you know, it talks about learning to love yourself. And it's really been a story about my healing journey. And I've been through, you know, very similar experiences. And it's one that I want to share with women who go through different types of abuses. And also I have a huge passion for youth. You know, I think you need to reach them while they're still at an impressionable age. And so a lot of the lessons that I've learned over the years and some of the poor choices that I've made, so trying to just go out there and encourage them and motivate them and inspire them with what I've learned. So that's some of my focus areas.
It's also amazing that you two, there's so many people writing books at the moment and autobiographies. I love it.
Jack Parrow wrote a book.
You?
All the, Rihanna, you know, so many people got, that I know.
I've
actually
got my holiday reading
Cabello?
Done. Are you busy with anything?
No, I'm on.
Okay,
I'm not
so
busy with anything.
That will be next year's plan. Yeah, Nikita, we'll do ours as well.
Well, Armand said he's going to write a book on pageants, a tell all book on pageants.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That
I'll read.
We could also, and with the tell all, you can also maybe give some advice to people who want to enter these pageants.
Absolutely.
And what they have to do to get themselves ready, especially from a male perspective. I think it would actually be quite interesting. It's not the usual, you know, Miss South Africa beauty thing, but it's actually from a man's perspective and the petty things that men go through and what men have to do to also make it in, you know, the society and make it, you know, in what they do in personal brand. I think actually, I think it would be great.
You see, thanks, Trace.
That's why you came to the Buzz, because
exactly.
We like to give ideas here as well as interviews.
And I was actually not too sure what I'm going to do next year after Mr. South Africa, I think I've just found out what.
There you go.
And Jen will do your forward as well. So
I'm happy to help out in whatever way I can.
Thanks, Jen.
Okay, guys, we have to wrap up, unfortunately. But tell us, where do we follow you on the social network so that we can throw our full support behind you guys?
So on social media, Facebook, Rihanna Moy, Mrs. Globe 2015, on Instagram and on Twitter, my Twitter handle, Rihanna Moy, and Instagram as well.
Okay.
Mine's a bit more complicated than that. So my Instagram is Armand Dup, and my Twitter is Armand Dupmrsa, and then on Facebook, I'm just Armand Duplessis. As I said, you know, I'd love to share this journey with as many people as possible, and we're really grateful for all the support we've been getting throughout the past few months. Mm.
Very excellent cool. stuff.
Thank you for joining us,
Mr. South Africa
today,
and Mrs. Globe.
Thanks
Thank
much,
you so
Jim.
Much for joining us on The Buzz, Cliff Central. Coming up, we've got The Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg. And of course, we want you to keep it right here tuned to The Buzz.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks
I want
so
to thank
much.
My
thank
mom,
so
and I want to thank my co-hosts, and I want to thank... And I want to thank and God, and I want to thank Jay something, and I want to thank Joe, and I want to thank Tim Hendricks, and oh look, the music's up. Oh,
and we
music.
Want to thank Duncan.
Duncan,
of course.
He's our sound engineer.
Thank you, guys. We'll catch you next week right here on The Buzz and cliffcentral.com. Take care.
The Buzz on cliffcentral.com.